Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Israel's next strike on Gaza will be decisive. That's according to the Brigadier General. Brigadier General Amir Avivi says that the attack is going to be decisive in order to eradicate Hamas completely and also to release the remaining hostages. The IDF is preparing for a decisive attack on Gaza, an attack of the kind that we have not seen in the past 15 months. A completely different kind of attack, that's according to Brigadier General. General Amir Avivi. Well, what is the situation? Is this a possibility that the end of the war is perhaps in sight and that Hamas can be completely eradicated? If we look at the images and if we look at the displays that Hamas has put on over the release of the hostages, unfortunately both dead and alive, it does make me a little bit concerned that we seem a little bit far away from that. But what is the real situation? Major General Yaakov Amidror is a former national security advisor, a senior fellow at the Jerusalem Institute of Security Studies. Major General Yaakov Amidror, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine. Thank you very much.
The displays that we've seen are obviously designed to showcase Hamas's strength. And it works. Because when I look at it, I think, well, we seem pretty far away from having Hamas totally eradicated. What is the situation on the ground?
Hamas is not anymore a threat to Israel borders. They cannot organize a raid against Israel. They cannot have the amount of missiles and rockets from time to time. They launch something, but most of them are falling inside the Gaza Strip because they don't have the capacity to repair them. They don't have the capacity to manufacture new missiles. So it's a threat to Israel. Hamas is not anymore relevant.
Right.
But Hamas is still controlling the Gaza Strip. And if Hamas has the time, Hamas will grow and become stronger and slowly, slowly will have more capacities. So now Hamas has one asset, which is a very important one. It's the hostages. And Israel is facing a very complicated decision to make. What we prefer to do, to resume the war and probably losing the hostages, or taking the hostages out of Gaza and giving Hamas much more time and to resume the war to eradicate Hamas totally, I don't know when. It might be a month, it might be 6 months, it might be a year from the time that all the hostages will be released. This is the decision that Israel is facing. I don't know what will be the decision. It very much depends how the Americans will give the Israelis the flexibility to make this decision, because the Americans are pressing Israel to go to the, first of all, to the stage of releasing the hostages. The Americans say that anyhow Hamas will not remain the force which is controlling Gaza. How they will do it, I don't know. And here will be a combination between the two. How the combination will be implemented on the reality, I don't know.
Right. At the end of a traditional war where that we've seen many times, not in Israel, but around the world, there is just complete surrender and there's no negotiated terms. The war ends and the victors then determine how this is going to play out. Will we ever see that happening in Gaza?
No, I think it's a bit late of nostalgia of the Second World War. In the modern wars, it is very rare.
Right.
It is very rare that one side is
totally
eradicated, and then the other side can dictate the results of the war. Look around the world and you'll see that it is now, in our days, it's very rare. The nostalgia for such a capitulation of the enemy exists in Israel as well. But if you are more sober and more familiar with modern wars, you understand that it's not the situation. And anyhow, it is not the situation today between us and Hamas. For having this capacity to dictate the terms of the end of the war, we need another year of war in Gaza. Then Hamas will lose all its assets. And what is the difference? You see, in the north, it's very quiet. Why? Hamas, Hezbollah doesn't have hostages. And here, the military results of the war dictate the terms of the ceasefire. In Gaza, it's a different situation because of the hostages. It's not they are stronger than Hezbollah. On the contrary, they are weaker than Hezbollah. But they have the hostages, and that make the whole difference.
As we move on through this hostage negotiation, we've thankfully received a number of living hostages who have been returned to their families. We know there are more hostages alive because we've seen them. Does that mean, is it likely that we're going to continue, that there's going to be a push to extend phase one, or will this likely result in a deal for phase two?
I don't know. It very much depends on the prices that Israel should have to pay for this releasing, and if the government decided the price is a price that Israel can pay. I don't know.
So the first phase is over. Is that correct, or is there still more to?
It is finished. All the terms which are agreed implemented.
Right.
Now we have to decide, we Hamas, the Americans, the Egyptians, the Qataris, all those who are involved in the negotiations, how to go to the next stage. Will it be extension of the present one, or we are going to negotiate a new one?
Right. And are we seeing different signs in terms of Hamas that they are more willing to negotiate?
No, I think that Hamas understand that he is finished as the one which is dictating the terms. Now it is a negotiation between the two sides. Israel can resume the war and eradicate Hamas to a level in which Hamas doesn't want to be.
Right.
And we want to save as many hostages as possible. So it is between two sides that each one has different interests, but both sides have the interest of continuing the negotiations or continuing the present stage of releasing hostages and releasing Palestinian terrorists.
That is where we leave it. Major General Yaakov Amidror, he's a former National Security Advisor, Senior Fellow at the Jerusalem Institute of Security Studies.